You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Busy little weekend. We had a nice little get together with some neighbors, little gathering, and had some fun there. And all the guys got together and gathered up all of our extra Christmas stuff, Christmas lights and projectors and things like that, and went next door because the woman next door is having some issues with her husband who was in the hospital, and she hadn't had a chance to decorate her house yet. So all the neighborhood guys went over and decorated her house. So we did our good deed for the holiday season.
Very nice.
It looked pretty good.
Very nice.
So we did that. We took the kids up to Bandimere. They've got that big drive-through light display up there, which is kind of fun. They've got all these like light tunnels and things that you drive through, and it's all synced to music and everything. So the kids had a lot of fun with that. And then the other two big takeaways from me this weekend, both involve Walmart. One, I wandered in to get my booster shot, which we can talk about in a second. And then the second, while I was in there, I did a little bit of grocery shopping. And I went early thinking, man, I got to avoid the rush at Wally World because it gets nutty. And I went to go get in line with a cart full of groceries, and there was one lane open. And the line from this lane was about 40 people deep. I mean, it was wheedling back into the close. And the only other lanes they had open were the self-checkouts, and they only had like four of those working. And the line from that one went down, you know, past all the other checkouts to like aisle, you know, 17 or something on the checkouts. And a couple employees walked by and said, "We're sorry, we just don't have anybody working. There's nobody here to run the registers. We're having staff shortages." I was like, man. They are feeling it.
It is
real.
And
it was bad. It was really bad.
And I don't see it getting better anytime soon.
At all. And everyone was all getting all pissy and everything. I'm like, just go with the flow a little bit. People were shoving their carts to the side and walking out. And I'm just, it's like, just chill a little bit.
That doesn't help matters.
That's not going to help anything. Let's just hang here for an extra 10 minutes. Get your groceries, your basket full of food. That you have.
We're very self-centered.
We're very self-centered,
society.
Spoiled, and selfish. I saw a lot of
shoving the basket to the side, which just makes the few employees they have have to work harder to put all your junk up.
And then you're wondering if all the cold stuff in the basket's going to sit there for 2 hours, you know, and where that's going to end up. So anyway, that was bad. And then the booster, got the old booster dumb, and I was laid up in bed pretty much all day yesterday. I ended up going to bed at 6 o'clock last night. Thank God for my wife. Took care of the kids last night.
Were you like me? You didn't feel sick? You just felt tired?
I got the chills, really bad muscle aches all over. It was the same exact thing as after my second shot this last time.
Which one did you get this time?
I got Moderna. I did Moderna all three. So I mean, now it's like, now I feel like it never happened. You know, it's really a quick little down and out for about 12, 15 hours. And then you're just back at it. So, but I'm boosted, baby. Bring it on. Bring it on. So, other than that, good weekend, man. I got to lay around all day yesterday.
I'm sure you were not watching football. But
not at all. I missed the Broncos game, darn it.
Let me tell you something. I watched approximately 8 hours of football on Saturday. And
did
I've
you really?
Not done anything like that in a long, long, long time. But two of my favorite teams were playing. I watched the Georgia-Alabama game, and that went a long time. And then I watched Michigan-Iowa, and I stayed up late watching that one. I watched a lot of flipping
Jeff
football
Snackage.
Saturday.
I know you're trying to be fairly
Because I'm being a good boy
I had
again.
Kale chips.
No, I just drank my water and my iced tea watched the games. But the thing I wanted to point out, you were talking about going next door and decorating a neighbor's house.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I've got a pretty long track record. People who have listened to this show for many, many years know that I'm not a decorator.
Mm-hmm.
I don't knock it for other people. I just don't want to do it myself.
Yeah.
So I was like, your house looks beautiful. It looks great. I just don't want to get on a ladder. I don't want to do that. I'm having to deal with, for the first time in my adult life, living in a house that pretty much outshines the other houses around me.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Now, I live at the end of a like, it's like a spur off of our neighborhood. So there's only three houses. You can only see our three houses. You can't see the rest of the neighborhood. So it's just us and two other houses. And one of them hasn't put anything up. The one right across from us put up some little things. Well, this weekend, Gretchen and her daughter, Zoe, went out and they spent hours decorating the house inside and out. They put up the tree. They put up lights on the little railings going upstairs inside the house, and they went out and they did lights all around the windows outside. They got those little strobe, you know,
the projector lights. Yeah.
The projector lights from the side of the house. And it's not overblown. It's not
Tasteful, right? It's tasteful.
It's very tasteful.
Good.
But it's just more than the other people. And I have never been in that position before.
Do you like it?
Well, it looks pretty. I mean, like I said, it's tastefully done and it looks pretty.
You're like, what's this electrical bill going to be this month?
You know, what was good is, you know, Gretch went out and bought a whole bunch of different timers for everything.
That's good. Yeah.
But hadn't set it properly for the first 24 hours or whatever. So the lights were on at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. It's like, wait a minute.
It's not right.
Got all that figured out. But anyway, so I am, for the first time since I was a kid, I'm in the house that's the most decorated around me.
That's good. I'm glad she's bringing a little holiday cheer.
A little holiday joy to my life, whether I want it or not.
That's right.